This is Meat.
Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, hey, today has been kind of rainy. Yes, indeed. And, I'll tell you, the temperature hasn't been as bad as it could be. We have 55 degrees here in Marion, Ohio, and South Prospect Street is nice and wet. I can hear the cars going past splashing around, so I hope you're staying dry wherever you're at. Hey, we're going to have trivia this afternoon like usual. We're going to have some fun. You're going to have a good time. Get a chance, check out the website. Our companion to your favorite talk is RadioNate.us. That's RadioNate.us. We're also streaming online at WWGH1071.com. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for underwriting the program today. We appreciate that very much. Well, trivia like usual, we're giving away a McDonald's gift card, a $5 gift card to McDonald's, and all you need to do for a chance to win, here's the rules, everybody's welcome, just call and answer one of our trivia questions, we will put you in the drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner, and if you're the winner, we will send you this McDonald's gift certificate through the mail to your door. I want to welcome to our microphones for the first time here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Want to say hello to Brandon. Brandon, how's your day going today, sir?
A lovely wet April afternoon, I must say.
Absolutely. It is lovely, lovely April afternoon for sure. Well, I wanted to bring you in because I wanted to do kind of a bonus trivia, but I had on the paper anyhow called Guess Who with Brandon. What do you think of that?
We'll call it a working title for now.
Yeah, we'll call it a working title. We might come up with something else. If something catchy ever pops into your head, feel free, okay?
Well, we might turn it into a game show if that's the case.
There you go. Well, what we've got here is we have a particular person, I guess you would say celebrity in this case, and Brandon is going to give you some hints throughout the show, and you can guess who this celebrity is, all right? And what you do is you just call and guess along with our regular trivia. We're going to put this in with our regular trivia. So, Mr. Brandon, if you'd like to kick off, what's some of the hints that we have for this particular celebrity on what we're going to call, at least for today, Guess Who with Brandon?
Oh, wonderful. I'll just be John Daly.
There you go.
We'll start, ladies and gentlemen, by saying that our mystery celebrity is a very big star coming from the 50s and 60s, and we will start with the questioning there.
Okay, a big star from the 50s and 60s. So you can get your thinking cap on, and feel free to answer that trivia question. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And feel free to jump on board. We'll come back and give you some more hints coming up. Thank you, Mr. Brandon. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Well, here's some of the other trivia questions that we have for you. What mythical sunken city beneath the sea has never been found, but researchers keep on looking for its location? What mythical sunken city beneath the sea has never been found, but researchers keep on looking for its location? Again, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call for a chance to win a McDonald's gift card for today. What word describes something very large and comes from the name of a famous elephant in P.T. Barnum's Traveling Circus? What word describes something very large and comes from the name of a famous elephant in P.T. Barnum's Traveling Circus? All right, let's find out who's first on the phone lines here at 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, would that be Atlantis?
Atlantis is what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad.
Good, good. Are you staying dry today?
Yeah, we haven't had hardly any rain.
Oh, okay. All right. Good deal. All right. And the temperature's not as bad as it could be, right?
No, it's not too bad.
No. Right. Absolutely. Well, you got any projects going, or are you just taking it easy today?
No, just taking it easy.
There you go. Gearing up for summertime, right?
Yeah. I thought about cutting grass, but I said, no, I don't feel like it.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. Right. There you go. Well, it's good to talk to you, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
All righty. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. You have a good evening now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mr. David, first on our lines here at 740-383-9944. What famous landmark shoots anywhere from 3,700 to 8,400 gallons of boiling water into the air every hour or two? What famous landmark shoots anywhere from 3,700 to 8,400 gallons of boiling water into the air every hour or two? What is the average size of a clown's shoe? What is the average size of a clown's shoe? Can you tell me the answer to that? Hi, we're on the air.
Jumbo.
Jumbo is right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Mr. Noah?
Yes.
Well, Noah, how was your day today?
Good.
Good. All right. You had school today?
Yeah.
All right. Did you learn anything new?
Yes.
All right. All right.
I learned jelly bean math.
Jelly bean math. Okay. Great. All right. Cool deal. Well, it's important to learn that math, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Mr. Noah, I'll get you signed up for a chance to win. And
I'm making a cake.
You what?
A chocolate cake.
You're making a chocolate cake?
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. Are you going to eat the whole thing yourself?
No.
Okay.
I'm
all right.
Share it.
You're going to share it? Well, it's good to share. There you go, buddy. Well, you enjoy that chocolate cake, and you going to put lots of icing on it?
I know. I chose chocolate icing.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, Mr. Noah, we'll get you signed up for a chance to win, and thanks for calling, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. You're next at 740-383-9944. What did a tightrope walker cross over in 2012? What did a tightrope walker cross over in 2012? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
Good, good.
Good.
A little
good.
Wet, but otherwise not too bad.
Yeah, a little wet is right. Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully the roof is not leaking today.
Right. I like spring, but I'm not too enthused about having to start mowing. But.
I know, me neither.
I heard Monday, I think it was, one of my neighbors, I heard his mower running. I said, shut that thing off. Come on. Don't get it started in the neighborhood.
Right.
Then I'd have to follow, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I heard one running the other day, and I thought the same thing.
Yep.
I thought, shut that down.
Right.
I have started mine a couple weeks back just to make sure it was going to start okay. And
yep.
The battery's good. It's going to start right up, so I'm good to go, but just not looking forward to it too
right.
good.
Because, you know, once you start, you just never quit.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, basically, your first couple months or so, you know, at least once a week or maybe even more often it could.
Yeah, it's like the Energizer Bunny. It just keeps going and going and going.
Before I forget, that's Old Faithful.
Yeah, Old Faithful. Yep, that's the famous landmark.
I've seen that a few times. That's pretty amazing.
Sure is. I've been out there myself, and it's quite the attraction for sure.
Once it goes off, then they can tell you within a couple minutes when the next one is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they can narrow that down.
Right, because it all changes depend on, you know, how many seconds it erupts each time, and that's a lot of water.
It sure is. It sure is. It sprays up there good. You gotta make sure you hurry up and get your picture with it while it's its highest point if you want a picture.
Yeah, that whole area is pretty interesting. You know, just the whole Yellowstone is amazing place.
It is. Yeah, it was neat to see some buffalo out there, some bison out there, some running in the wild. That was pretty neat. Yeah.
Remember one time I was there and I was driving down the road, and there at the end where it turns, there was a VW sort of backed into a place, and its front, its trunk, I guess you would call it, in the front was open, and there was a big black bear leaning in into it. Going to help himself for a picnic, I think, or something.
Yogi Bear was on the loose.
And we had one just walk right up to the car, and you know, put his paws on the window.
Yeah, there you go. Oh boy.
So that's pretty neat to see.
It is. Yep. Get you close to nature out there.
Yep.
For sure.
Alrighty. I'll be looking forward to getting that McDonald card.
Okay, buddy. Hey, it's good to talk to you, as always.
Thanks, Nate.
Hey, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. And now page 2 of trivia. What is the busiest day of the year for texting? What is the busiest day of the year for texting? Hi, we're on the air.
It was a clown shoe, a size 18.
Not a size 18, but you're close enough. I'll go ahead and give it to you. I've got down a size 21.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. How are you today, Miss Judy C?
I'm just fine, and how are you?
I'm doing good on this rainy day. Doing all right. In pretty good spirits, even though the sun's not shining.
Well, that's good. So yeah. I hope you don't have to mow too often.
I hope not. At least once a week. I don't like to do twice a week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right, what is the busiest day of the year for texting? Coming up, we'll check in with our celebrity Guess Who with Brandon straight ahead here in just a moment. Houseflies can taste with their what? Houseflies can taste with their what? About how much water does the average person use in a day? Not drink. How much water does the average person use in a day? Where is the only place on earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? Where is the only place on earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? And the world's largest potato chip is found in this city, which is called the potato capital of the world. The world's largest potato chip is found in this city, which is called the potato capital of the world. 4:28 on a Wednesday afternoon on this April the 6th. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on Offbeat News and Trivia. 55 degrees here in Marion, Ohio. And we're playing along with our regular trivia. We have a celebrity Guess Who question, and we're throwing out hints. And I have Brandon here in the studio. And Brandon, what else are we going to give these folks out there to kind of give them a little hint there?
Well, not to fully elude them, I suppose we should give them two, just to be fair, at least for once. Oddly put.
There you go.
I'm not as... apologies. Not as eloquent as I'd like to be today, but nonetheless. Now we had mentioned our star in question is mainly known through the 50s and 60s, but I believe her career did start in the mid to late 40s, and by that I would say she was a singer, and her first hit recording was Sentimental Journey in 1945, and that later on in her career she starred in her own sitcom from 1968 to 1973.
Very good. All right. Another hint there, and get those folks out there a chance to guess our celebrity Guess Who with Brandon. Thank you, sir. All right. We'll come back and get some more hints here. And so there you go. Another hint there on our celebrity Guess Who this afternoon. It is right on at 430-740-383-9944 at Offbeat News and Trivia. We're giving away a McDonald's gift card today. $5 gift card to McDonald's. We're giving that away at 455 this afternoon. Here's the rules. Everybody's welcome. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of my trivia questions. We'll put you in the drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will select a winner, and if you're the winner, we will send this gift card right to your door. Here's some offbeat fun facts for you. Wilbur Medina was elected mayor of Pilpino, Peru in 2014 on a coin toss after he and rival candidate Jose Cornejo had each garnered 236 votes at the ballot box. How would you like to win an election via coin toss? Hi, we're on the air.
Would it be 10 gallons?
No, that's close to... close to maybe what you would drink a day, but this is how much an average person uses a day. It's a lot more than that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. All right. Good guess. There you go. But a lot more than that as far as how many gallons an average person uses a day. Andrea Camarelli escaped a parking citation because an Ohio village law was missing a comma. The West Jefferson Law lists several types of vehicles that cannot be parked longer than 24 hours, including a motor vehicle camper, with a comma missing between vehicle and camper. So they just had motor vehicle camper cannot be parked longer, so it did not include a vehicle. Camarelli successfully argued that her pickup truck did not fit that definition. She got out of the parking citation. Always got to look for that missing comma. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey.
Oh, guess is that Dinosaur?
Brandon?
It is not Dinosaur.
Okay.
Not Dinosaur. Hey, good guess. Yeah. Thanks, Ernie. Yeah. Okay, bye-bye. All right, good guess. We're going to keep them guessing until we get
absolutely.
It, right?
Absolutely.
Are we going? If nobody guesses it, are we going to tell them at the end of the show who it is?
Well, if they don't get it in the next few minutes or so, we could always try something else real temporarily. Just to,
okay.
We'll play around.
There we go. 4:32 as we roll along on this offbeat news and trivia program. A construction firm in Changsha, China, built an entire 57-story building in just 19 days. The Mini Sky City building, which has 800 apartments and enough office spare for 4,000 people, was erected at a rate of 3 full stories a day. When a devastating fire gutted the 124-year-old former Mulligan Elementary School in Chicago, Illinois, on November 18, 2014, fire crews doused the flames by spraying water. But as temperature plunged, the water froze, and the exterior of the building was left covered in icicles, many several feet long. And now, offbeat news. An Idaho man, yes, this is who you're thinking, this is the fellow we like to follow, an Idaho man recaptured a Guinness World Record on the Tamron Hall Show by inserting 108 thumbtacks into a corkboard in 1 minute. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness records to promote STEM education, was invited on the Tamron Hall Show in New York to discuss his 2021 achievement of breaking 52 records in 52 weeks, and to attempt to recapture a title. Rush originally set the record for most thumbtacks inserted into a corkboard in summer 2021 when he managed 133 in the one-minute time limit, but he later lost the record to someone who managed 140. A Guinness World Records representative was present on set and confirmed that Rush recaptured the record by using both hands to push 180 thumbtacks into the board in 1 minute. Rush said he was a little bit nervous breaking a record on TV, but he finished strong thanks to a blazing fast start. Also this, the Southampton Town Police Department of Long Island, New York, apprehended a wayward seal that initially evaded capture. The seal was captured Sunday morning after police received a call about a loose seal that was roaming the parking lot of a beverage store. The mammal, identified as a juvenile harbor seal, fled southwest toward the Budget Host Inn after police arrived. Authorities were then able to detain and capture the seal until it was taken into custody by the Riverhead Foundation for Marine Research and Preservation. The Southampton Town Police Department said on Facebook, police uploaded photos of the seal laying in the middle of the road and near a police car. And finally, the National Park Service announced the organization's oldest active ranger has retired at age 100 in California. The NPS said Betty Reed Soskin, who has served as a ranger at Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond for more than a decade and a half, officially retired at the close of her last day on the job Thursday. Soskin marked her 100th birthday in September 21, took a temporary position, worked with the NTPS at age 84, and became a permanent employee in 2011, making her the oldest active national park ranger in the United States. Congratulations, Betty Reed Soskin, 100 years old and a retired from the National Park Service. The rangers do a lot of good work, and I'm sure she had a nice full career for sure. 4:36, Nate Redmond in Offbeat News and Trivia's Air Chair 1 having a good time on a Wednesday afternoon. We're giving away a McDonald's gift card, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of these trivia questions. I will then put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. Okay, here's a trivia question for you that we have not yet had answered. What did a tightrope walker cross over in 2012? What did a tightrope walker cross over in 2012? 740-383-9944. What is the busiest day of the year for texting? What is the busiest day of the year for texting? Houseflies can taste with their what? Houseflies can taste with their what? About how much water does the average person use in 1 day? About how much water does the average person use in 1 day? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it 100 gallons?
It is 100 gallons. 80 to 100 gallons is the correct answer. Yes, indeed. Very good. Okay, we've got you in.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Yep, 80 to 100 gallons of water. Where is the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? Where is the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side in nature? The world's largest potato chip is found in this city, which is called the potato capital of the world. The world's largest potato chip is found in this city, which is called the potato chip capital of the world. What would that be? I've got Brandon here, and he's got a celebrity guess who, and we've got some hints thrown out for you to guess who this might be. Brandon, what do we got?
I suppose I should start paying attention more, shouldn't I? Now that
that's all right. I'm known for putting people on the spot, you know.
Well, it's a wonderful feeling, yeah. I must tell you. However, let's see here. Where am I? No, it is. Well, let's say that. Well, we will say it is a she. a voluptuous blonde, as some might have regarded her as back in her highlight. Her film career began with Romance on the High Seas, a wonderful film, by the way, and starred in 1959's Pillow Talk, of which she was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actress.
Okay, very good. A couple of hints for you. 740-383-9944. Answer our bonus question, our celebrity guess who. Yeah, we decided to go the celebrity route and find out exactly who we might have here. And so take a guess, 740-383-9944, and we'll throw that in with the rest of our trivia questions this afternoon. It's 20 minutes until we go off the air here at Offbeat News and Trivia, but fear not. Fear thou not. We will be back 5:10 to 6 o'clock. Myself, Terry Tackett, and Pastor Craig will be here with Live at 5, the show with no name, talking about everything under the sun. So make sure you stay tuned for that program. We will be having fun with that. All right, let's find out who is on the telephone right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Was it Connie Stevens?
Well, let's find out. Was it Connie Stevens?
It is not Connie Stevens.
Not Connie Stevens, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Keep guessing. Keep those guesses coming in. 740-383-9944. At the end of the 1959 Disney movie Sleeping Beauty, who turns in to a dragon? At the end of the 1959 Disney movie Sleeping Beauty, who turns in to a dragon? In which book does a clever spider write the words, "Some pig saving her best friend from slaughter"? In which book does a clever spider write the words, "Some pig saving her best friend from slaughter"? So there you go. Those are some of the trivia questions we've got on the table for you right now. It is April the 6th, and it's right now time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1789, the first U.S. Congress began regular sessions at the Federal Hall in New York City. Hi, we're on the air.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web is right. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, though. Is this Miss April or is this Judy C.?
Judy C.
Judy C. Okay, sorry about that. Having a little trouble with my connection here. My fault, but I got you in, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Yep. Sometimes we just don't get connected that great, but that's just the way it is with live radio, and happy to be doing what I'm doing here on a Wednesday afternoon. 1830 on this date, Joseph Smith and five others organized the Mormon Church in Western New York. Also in 1830, relations between the Texans and Mexico reached a new low when Mexico would not allow further immigration into Texas by settlers from the U.S. 1862, the American Civil War Battle of Shiloh began in Tennessee. 1875, Alexander Graham Bell was granted a patent for the multiple telegraph, which sent two signals at the same time. 1896, the first modern Olympic Games began in Athens, Greece. 1909, Americans Robert Perry and Matthew Henson claimed to be the first men to reach the North Pole. 1916, Charlie Chaplin became the highest paid film star in the world when he signed a contract with Mutual Film Corporation for $675,000 a year. He was 26 years old. 1917, on this date, the U.S. Congress approved a declaration of war on Germany and entered World War I on the Allied side. And in 1924, four planes left Seattle on the first successful flight around the world. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie.
One more guess.
Yes.
Doris Day.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, you got it.
Good,
you got
thanks.
It.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, all right. There you go. That's our inaugural Guess Who's Celebrity, Brandon. Very good. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
If you got anything else in your hat,
absolutely.
You let me know.
Hey, let's play around, shall we?
Yes. What else you got? You got something right now? I need a break.
I do. Let's begin by saying that our mystery celebrity was quite the hoofer, as we would have put it, and his career ranged from the most likely 30s to the early 80s.
Okay. Very good. Hint number one, right, sir?
Sir.
Okay. All right. Hi, we're on the air.
The witch.
What was it again?
The witch turns into the dragon.
Yeah, the witch turns into the dragon. Hey, how are you today?
Marvelous. How are you?
I am doing spectacular, spectacular. So, how was the drive on the bus today on this rainy day?
Well, coming into the garage, there was a train stopped on the Center Street track, so I had to go all the way around to Campbell, but, you'll have the old train game.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well,
but other than that, it was smooth sailing.
Good, and you got some, I suppose they got you some good wipers on that thing.
Oh, yeah, top of the line.
All right. Yeah, I need some good wipers on my vehicle. So what brand do they use, do you know?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, I just got to go out to AutoZone. See, I always go out to AutoZone and ask questions, and that's where I get my information.
Yeah, they really come in handy. Like, a lot of times if you don't know how to, like, change a headlight or a wiper blade, they'll come right out and do it for you.
Yeah, I know. It's it's great, and sometimes they'll even do a battery for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yep. Which is great because my battery is bolted, has a nice bar right over top of it, and I just don't like to do that. I don't like to mess with that.
Not really user-friendly, huh?
No, not user-friendly, and I'm not handy at all, to tell you the truth.
I'm not really mechanically inclined either.
No, but I have to have other people do it. You know, I can check my oil and pump gas and maybe check the antifreeze, but that's about it.
I think that's the extent of my expertise too, Nate.
That's right. Well, at least we can do something, right?
Yeah. Well, have a good show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sarah. You take care.
All right. Toodles.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. 4:46, time to say thank you to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. And if you go and get a haircut there, you'll have to notice he's got a lot of military decor, I guess you would call it, military paraphernalia there, decorating his shop, and so you'll want to check that out down there, and he's always good for good conversation, Rick is, so say hi to Rick at Waldo Barber Shop. Again, telephone number 740-361-3445, and just last Thursday, I got my hair cut down there, and I believe it was, I got a compliment from somebody. Now, I can't remember who. Oh, I know. Somebody told me that I looked much, much younger. So, I'll take that any day of the week. I love hearing that I look younger. I'm not quite 40, but people usually guess me about 42 or 43 years old, even though that I just turned 37. So, I still like to be guessed into my 30s. All right. Hey, it's time to head with me down the hallway. Make a right. Have a seat with me. And I have written down on the chalkboard this week's weird word of the week. This week's weird word is saccade. Saccade. S-A-C-C-A-D-E. Saccade is a noun. The definition is the series of small jerky movements of the eyes when changing focus from one point to another. Saccade was first recorded in English in the 1720s. Saccade! That is our weird word of the week. So it's an old word. You can drop that into your vocabulary and impress all your friends now that you heard it. Okay, 6 minutes until we do our drawing. We're playing a little bit of Guess Who Trivia. And Brandon's got somebody else on the line. We did get our other celebrity guest, and that answer was Brandon.
Miss Doris Day.
Doris Day was the other answer. And now we're throwing out hints for the next one, if you care to guess that, folks out there. And this one would be...
Well, I might have been I'd be remiss in saying that some might not understand the term hoofer. I mean... one of the, if not one of the best dancers that in recent memory in the 20th century, I'd say. That
all right.
I would just say between 1 and 2.
And popular, and you said from the years?
Easily from the 30s and I think very much into the 70s or so.
Okay. All right. 740-383-9944. Take a guess at that. Or take a guess at some of the other trivia questions that I have here for you. And that would be, what is the busiest day of the year for texting? What is the busiest day of the year for texting? Houseflies can taste with their what? Houseflies can taste with their what? Where is the only place on earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side? Where is the only place on earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire?
It is not.
It is not.
Oh, but, I'm so sorry.
But a good guess. Thanks a lot. Keep guessing. All right. Nine minutes until the top of the hour here, until offbeat news and trivia is in the books for another show. The world's largest potato chip is found in this city, which is called the potato capital of the world. The world's largest potato chip is found in this city, which is called the potato capital of the world. What did a tightrope walker cross over in 2012? I remember this well. My family, not me, because I actually stayed home because I had to work, but what did a tightrope walker cross over in 2012? Can you tell me that? All right, what do we have here? Let me give you one more here off my list. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy find a magical closet in what story? Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy find a magical closet in what story? And those are the trivia questions that we have as we come down to the final 3 minutes of the program. And we're also playing Guess Who Trivia, trying to find out... an actor or actress or famous person. Let's find out who's on the line here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, would it be the Grand Canyon in 2012?
Not the Grand Canyon, but a good guess. A little closer to this area, though. Yeah.
I'll have to think and call back.
Well, Miss Becky, how's your day going?
It's going good. How about yours?
Good. Doing good. Good. Glad to have you tuned in this week. You probably missed us last week.
Yeah, we did.
I wasn't sure how you guys listened, but I thought you probably listened via radio mostly.
Yeah, we did. We forgot about it. We didn't get turned on in time.
Well, no, we were actually off the air last week.
Oh, that's right. They were off the air last Thursday. Yeah, that's right. He's off the air, yeah.
Last Wednesday we were internet only, so I figured if you tuned in, you probably heard nothing but dead air.
Yeah, we did. I thought we were dead air.
Yep. So you couldn't get us.
On your wiper blades, if you want good ones, you go out to Walmart and go back to the auto parts store and go down through there, and they got a whole line of them.
A whole line of good wipers?
Yeah, they're good wipers.
Okay. You remember what brand right off?
Michelin.
Oh,
Michelin and Rain-X and all of them.
Okay. I've heard Rain-X advertised.
Yeah, and they're a lot cheaper than they are at your auto parts store.
Okay, great. Good to know.
Yeah, and they're good blades, too.
Oh, good, good. I got to keep... Yep, I got to see, for sure.
Yeah, and Michelin, the upgrade.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Katie doesn't want to do the mow and all that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the info on that. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. Hey, good to talk to you, Miss Becky.
You too. You have a good day now.
Hey, you too. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Along with our trivia, we're actually playing Guess Who with Brandon, and we're playing celebrity trivia. And do you have some more hints here to throw out?
I do. I will say that our mystery celebrity has somewhat association with Jerry the Mouse, and that he can be found possibly singing on a day like this.
Okay, very good. Hi, we're on the air.
New Year's,
yes, that is the biggest day for texting. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. Is this Miss April?
Yes.
All right. I guess somebody else, I guess, was you earlier. So this
yeah,
is
I heard
really,
that. I think, oh my.
Yeah, this is really you in person, live in the flesh. Are you staying dry today, Miss April?
Yeah.
Oh, good deal. All right. Well, we got you signed up for a chance to win.
All right.
Okay.
Bye
bye. Well, it's drawing time. Anything else you wanted to add, Brandon, before we go?
I guess I could have just told him, but I guess it'd be
okay.
Right.
Well,
save it for next week.
Okay, we'll save it for next week. Well, we got another call in. Let's find out who wants to guess here. Hi, we're on the air.
Gene Kelly?
Absolutely, sir.
Yes, Gene Kelly.
And the other one's Niagara Falls?
In Niagara Falls. You got it. Very good. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
Good to hear from you today. Staying dry out there?
Yeah, we've been out in the rain because we just came from eating at Ashley.
Oh, okay. Oh, over there, yeah.
White Lily Chapel?
Yeah, they got their big eating on Wednesdays, don't they?
Yeah, it was ham loaf today.
Ham loaf today, and don't they have the pie over there still?
Yeah, you get pie with it. Today they had banana pie, banana cream, butterscotch pie, chocolate peanut butter pie, and apple pie.
Oh, wow.
You
my
get
goodness.
Your choice of whatever you want.
Oh, great. Sounds good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Good deal. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling. I'll get you all signed up, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, it is now time to shuffle, find out who our winner is going to be today. And the winner is none other than Noah! Noah, congratulations, my friend. You are the winner of the McDonald's gift card. I will send this in the mail right to your door. Congratulations, Noah. Want to thank everybody that phoned in, though. I want to say thanks to Ernie. Thank you, April. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Sarah. And Judy C. And David. And Charlie. Thank you all for phoning in today. I appreciate it very, very, very much. And good to have you tuned back in this week. And glad our signal is back up and running at 107.1 FM. Don't forget the Live at 5 show with No Name coming up 5:15 to 6 o'clock with Terry Tackett, myself, Pastor Craig. You ready to go, Pastor Craig?
I'm ready.
All right, we got some interesting things to talk about like usual.
Always.
We are loaded for bear, as they
yep.
say. Okay, coming up, so don't miss it. Hey, we've got just a couple minutes left. Let me slide in this ladies' corner real quick. I've got Mexican beef and rice casserole for a recipe. Here's what you need. 1 pound extra lean ground beef, 1 1/2 cups of Kraft Mexican-style shredded four cheese with a touch of Philadelphia divided, 1 package of Taco Bell taco seasoning mix, 1 cup of long grain white rice uncooked, 1 cup frozen mixed vegetables, carrots, corn, and peas. 1 can no salt added diced tomatoes undrained. 1 cup of Taco Bell thick and chunky medium salsa. 1 cup of fat-free reduced sodium chicken broth. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 375. Brown meat in large non-stick skillet. Drain. Return meat to skillet. Reserve 1 cup cheese for later use. Add remaining cheese and all remaining ingredients to meat. Mix well. Spoon into 13-by-9-inch baking dish sprayed with cooking spray. Cover. Bake 40 to 50 minutes or until rice is tender. Top with reserved cheese. Bake uncovered 5 minutes or until blended. You can find this recipe facebook.com/RadioNate. That's facebook.com/RadioNate. You can find Ladies Corner there. Brandon, good hanging out with you today.
It's been wonderful, sir.
And, hey, we got that last... celebrity.
That's how my mind works. It's just quick clues.
All right. There you go. And hey, if you're up to it, we'll do it again next week.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Good times. Good times. Hey, the show with no name coming up just minutes away. Stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond. I'm here every Wednesday afternoon, 4:15 until 5 o'clock. You can look for me online, radionate.us. This is WWGH Marion, Ohio. Talk to you in a minute.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.